Hello, everyone. This is Rick Gentry. I want to thank you for listening to Preaching Sunday on BPNRadio.com today. Very excited to introduce a personal friend of mine, Dr. Ron Lester. He's from Tucson, Arizona. Here's Dr. Ron.
Hey, this is Dr. Ron Lester coming to you from Tucson, Arizona, and we're so blessed to be with you on this Sunday afternoon or morning or evening or whatever time it is in your time zone, and we are blessed. BPN Radio is going around the world, 176 nations that we're reaching, and we're grateful for that. But today, we want to minister to you a little bit. It's Christmas. But there's a scripture that we want to dwell on today. It's in Joel, J-O-E-L, Joel 2:25. And it says something that's very interesting that I just want to bring to your attention. It says, whatever has been stolen from you by the cankerworm, the King James Version uses the cankerworm, shall be restored to thee. In other words, whatever is has been stolen from you, whatever has been taken from you, shall be returned to you. I used to use the scripture, you know, I'm not sure where I'd heard it from. An individual preached this sermon. He said basically, whatever the cankerworm has stolen, he said that it would be restored to us by seven times. And I've tried to find that seven times someplace, and I have never been able to find it yet. But yeah, the Bible says that it be restored to us many times back to us. I just believe the Lord will bless you. I just believe it's going to come back to you, pressed down and running over. Even though the devil may have stole it from you, I believe that there's going to be a recompense of some kind one of these days that it's going to come back. And I just believe that, you know, whatever, you know, that's happened to you, you know, whether it be a financial situation that's been devastating to you, that, you know, if it was a hurricane or if it was a flood, or if it was a fire, I just believe the Lord is going to give it back to you some way, somehow. Even though it may have been an earthquake up there in Alaska or what have you, it's going to come back to you. We just got to praise God and believe God that it is going to come back to you. I know that we've had many things that's happened in this nation this year. Oh, man, it has just been unbelievable. From the time that North Carolina got hit with a hurricane over there, we've had tremendous flooding. A lot of our people, a lot of Christian people, a lot of churches got flooded and what have you. Then basically we've had the flooding, you know, down in Houston that happened. Then we've seen the hurricanes that came in down in Florida. I tell you what, it's just been crazy this year. And then we've seen the fires that took place in California, across that area. And now we're seeing the flooding, and we're seeing the dirt moving. And, oh, man, it's just unbelievable. Then we see the earthquake up there in Alaska. And we pray for these people that God administer to you. If you're listening today, we pray for you. In the name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord, right now to lift them up. Encourage them and strengthen them, Lord, right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for it, Lord. In Jesus' name, praise God. I do a special needs program on Thursdays at 1 o'clock and at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. And we pray for special needs, but I just wanted to mention that. I just feel like, you know, that God is wanting to minister to someone out there. I believe there's needs that need to be met, and we pray for each one of you that God will encourage you today. But today we want to look at, you know, the second chapter of Luke, and, you know, when you look at that chapter and you see the birth of Christ and what happened, we see Mary, this young virgin when the angel came to her, told her that she was going to become pregnant. And you know, she said, "So be it unto me." She had that faith to believe that this angel was telling her the truth. And sometimes I wonder, you know, how could she have that kind of faith? My goodness, that's totally awesome. And, you know, you look at Elizabeth and her and Zechariah in their old age. They were going to have a son, John the Baptist, that came on the scene that was about 6 months older than Jesus was. And, you know, we just see a marvelous story during this time period that during that Christmas period that Jesus came on the scene as a little babe. Jesus, that was at the right hand of the Father. And he's at the right hand of the Father now and making intercession for you and I. But he came down to the earth. Oh my, to be a little child, to be suffer the sadness and the pain and the headaches and all of the things that you and I go through. He has felt everything that you are going through right now. All of the situations with your marriages, with your finances, with all of the problems. He said in John 14:1, he says, "Let not your heart be troubled." Folks, right now, during this Christmas time, we're to not let our heart be troubled. Another scripture says, "Let not your heart be anxious. Let not your heart be fearful." You know, those are areas that he's trying to tell you. You don't need to be afraid. You don't need to be fearful. You don't need to be upset. You don't need to be anxious today. I just believe that the Lord is our strength. He says, if you'll reach out and touch him, he is your strength right now. Just reach out and touch him and say, "Lord Jesus, I want to feel your presence today. I want to touch the hem of your garment." I think about that lady that had the issue of blood. She had had the issue of blood for many, many years. She spent many, many dollars, lots of money that she'd spent trying to get that situation eliminated. And anyway, she said, "If I can just touch the hem of the garment of Jesus, I would be healed." And she pressed in and was able to press through the crowd and finally reached down and touched the hem of the garment of Jesus. And Jesus, you know, he turned around and he looked and he says, "Who touched me?" And his disciples said, "Well, there's a lot of people pressing around you. Many people have touched you." But he says, "This one, the virtue has left my healing touch has left my body to heal somebody." And he turned around and looked at the lady. And there she was. And she, you know, stood, I'm sure, and said, "Yes, it's I. I have been healed." And, you know, she went away praising God. I'm sure that she was healed completely, totally by her faith. Amen. And by faith, you can be healed today. He said, "By his stripes, we are healed." I just believe that the power of God can heal you today. I believe there's miracles in the blood of Jesus that he can save you, that he can cleanse you of all your sins, all your iniquity, all the problems that you're going through right now. I just believe that there can be a miracle for you right now. If you'll only believe by faith, he says, faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. That's why we've got to get the word of God into you every day. You need to meditate on the word of God. You need to receive the word of God. Read it. Listen to it. Listen to good gospel music. I'll tell you what, there is a message in the words that are being sang. I just believe that the word of God will bless you and lift you up today. It says, by the stripes that we're healed. Again, lift you up in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Touch that individual, Lord, right now that needs a healing touch, that needs a miracle in the name of Jesus right now. I see them out there. They need a miracle in the name of Jesus. They need a healing touch. Oh, God, touch them right now. In Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you for it right now. Lord, I see those people, Lord, that are out there financially, that are suffering financially, through all of the storms and all of the hurricanes and all of the flooding and what have you. They have a very financial need, Lord. I ask you to minister to that need, Lord, that someone come along and bless them financially, Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, you are our source. You will meet our every need. Oh, thank you, Lord, for it right now. In the name of Jesus, glory to his name. Well, I look at this situation with Mary and Joseph as they had to, they were compelled to come to Bethlehem. And, the story is told, back in the Old Testament that the babe will be born in Bethlehem. That was prophesied many years prior to this. Here it was that it came time for Mary to be delivered. And they came to the hotel, the inns that was there. There wasn't a Hilton. There wasn't a Marriott. There wasn't any hotels that had, we'll leave the lights on, the Motel 6s or anything. And they could not find any place, but I can see the old innkeeper. He says, the only place I have left is out in the stable. I know that a lot of times back in the old days, the old cowboys, they were not afraid to sleep in the barns, in the haylofts, and in the stalls with their horses and what have you, but they would get out of the weather. And that's what, evidently this was a place for the cattle to get out of the weather and get out of the cold and what have you. And we see the sheep and the cattle and what have you. I don't know if that they had any horses in there, but I understand that they did have sheep and cattle possibly. And in the manger, this young lady gave birth to that child, Jesus. And it says they wrapped him in swaddling clothes. In other words, they didn't have anything, any special blankets, any pink blankets or any blue blankets or anything like that, but swaddling clothes. And that evidently was kind of a rag of some kind. I'm not sure exactly what it was. I know that back in the old days, they used to use the petticoats of the ladies and when they didn't have anything else, and when they didn't have any blankets or what have you. But I don't know if the ladies had anything like that that they wore or what have you under the dresses and what have you. But you know what? This was a very poor family, I'm amazed. But you know what? The shepherds came. They gave honor to this young lady. The wise men came. They came and they gave gold and silver and myrrh and what have you, frankincense. And, I don't know how much money they might have gave them. But evidently it was some money and what have you, but it was a gift. And that's why we give today, is because God gave. God gave his only son, John 3:16. We stand on that. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And it says, for God so love the world that he gave. Hallelujah. And that's why we give. We give because we love someone. We give a gift of love. And that's, the Bible or different places it says it's better to give than to receive. And that's why we give. and we don't think anything about it, whether we get a gift back or not, but we give because we love someone, because we want to thank them for being so wonderful to us. Maybe it's because they have been faithful in giving, faithful in helping you, whatever you're in. You know, maybe, you know, it's a pastor or something that is giving back to you. Maybe you've been faithful in giving your tithes, and he's given back to you. I just believe, you know, that we ought to bless someone. Give, and it shall be given unto you, pressed down and running over. Hallelujah. I believe you can stand on that scripture. I just believe the word of God is true. You just can't get outgive God. There is no way that you can outgive God. I mean, he's still there. If you give, he says to be a cheerful giver. You know, if you're a cheerful giver, I just believe that there is going to be joy. And God will give it back. Praise God. Hallelujah. I just believe that there is a time to give. This is a time to give. And, you know, you can give to BPN Radio. I believe it's good ground. I believe it's rich. I tell you what, when we're reaching across this world, we've gotten, indication of 50,000 people that have been listening somewhere along the line. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 176 nations, when we pray that we'll reach the rest of the nations, 50 some odd nations, 200 and some odd nations that are in the world. And we pray that we can reach to the farthest points around the world, in all of Asia and Europe and Africa, Australia. Oh, praise God. And all of North and South America. Hallelujah. Amen. And Antarctica, and all of the places around this world. We just praise God that we're reaching souls and we see lives that are being changed. I just believe that God will bless you today if you will turn your heart over to the Lord and say, yes, Lord. You know, a lot of times we look at the story, you know, of a lot of people, you know, that have had it had situations taken away from them. I'll tell you one story about a lady. Basically, she had got pregnant at 16 years old. As she got pregnant, she got kicked out of her house, and she got to writing hot checks. And she wrote $2,000 worth of hot checks. And the judge sent her away for 3 years into jail. And she served 3 years in the jail, but she got out and she couldn't find a job. And so, and she lost all of her voting rights. She was a felon, and the only job she could find was basically at a bar, taking care of, serving drinks at a bar. And there was a man there that basically kept telling her, you know, that, hey, you know, you don't belong in here. You're going to get out of this place. You need to get out of this place as soon as you possibly can. But she didn't see any way out. There was a couple of places down the street. There was a restaurant down the street. She had been going down to eat there. She'd seen a sign where the lady was wanting to sell her restaurant. And finally she talked to the lady and she told her her story. And she says, you know, there was a man that owns restaurants all over town and he wants to buy my restaurant, but I really don't want to sell the restaurant to him, but I want to give this restaurant to you. And she was just overwhelmed with joy. She said, you want to give it to me? She said, I don't have any money. She says, you heard me right. I said, I want to give this restaurant to you. And so anyway, she received that restaurant. She'd been running it for 11 years. And now she's opening her second restaurant. And, you know, and here a while back, the governor called and actually said, you know, the secretary of the governor said, you know, basically, we're going to give you a pardon, and you're going to get your right to vote. And she was overwhelmed. That is what we call restoring whatever the cankerworm has stolen. It will be come back to you, pressed down and running over. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to shout a little bit. You know what? You know, you may have lost a husband. That husband may have, you know, he may have died, or he may have divorced you. You know what? There is coming a time that is going to be restored, and you're going to see a miracle take place. And I know of a lady, basically, that basically she, you know, lost her husband because of a situation. He had basically had his eye operated on, and he was having trouble with it. This was about the sixth or seventh time that he'd had it operated on. It was a detached retina, and the retina just kept tearing loose and what have you. And so the last time that he had it done, well, the doctor put him on a blood thinner, and this blood thinner, was, you know, really thinned your blood tremendously. It really worked. He took out all the blood clots and what have you. But the doctor told him, says, I don't want you walking. I don't want you exercising or anything. And so anyway, he basically sat around for about 2 weeks. And all of a sudden, one Saturday morning, she called us and she says, fell out of the shower, and he's basically passed out. And she said, you know, what I do? Basically, we said, call 911. And so she called 911, and he took him to the doctor. In 4 days, he passed away. But the doctor said that basically he had had a major brain bleed. And anyway, that brain was just blood thinner had caused his blood vessels in his brain to become very thin, and he just bled and died. And she was just tormented with this situation with John. I'm sorry, I should have never mentioned that, but anyway, it's not his real name. So, she was just tormented that she had lost her husband. And she had basically moved back and forth to her daughters, which lived in Georgia. And then they moved to California, and they started going to church over there at a place. And she went to church. She got acquainted with this man, and before they knew it, sparks began to fly. And here the other day, they got married, and they've been living, you know, there and rejoicing. He had passed away 2 years prior to that, and his wife had died 4 years prior to it. And so whatever the cankerworm has stolen, it will come back to you, pressed down and running over. Oh, praise God. I believe there's somebody out there, hey, that you're tormented because of things that have been taken away from you. You've lost things. You've made investments. I know that we've made investments in the oil business and gas business at different times. Wind up with dry holes and not being able to recoup any of the finances that we put into it. And I just believe that the Lord is going to bring it back, pressed down and running over. And I just pray that there's times out there that you've had finances that have been, you know, ripped away from you. You've had situations where your car got stolen, or you had a wreck in your new car and what have you, and the insurance didn't pay off like it should have. Maybe your house got blown away like some of these people, you know, with the hurricane and what have you, and you've lost everything. I just believe that it's going to come back to you. So have the courage to believe today. He said to come to the throne of grace with boldness. And I just believe that you need to come to the throne of grace with boldness. In Hebrews, the 4th chapter, the 16th verse, he said to come boldly and ask him with boldness in your heart. Ask him for this, for the answer to come. He says, you know, one of the things that we have learned here a while back, I was reading some scripture or heard something. He says, you need to use the words, God, you said, use the scripture now, use the promise. There are 7,487 promises in the Bible. Now, there is a promise just for you. If you will only look in the scriptures, 7,487 scriptures that are promises for each one of you. I tell you what, that's a lot of promises, and I bet you, I believe that you can find one that will fit your situation today. In the name of Jesus, glory to his name, hallelujah. Boy, I tell you what, when I think about Mary and Joseph and this family, I think about, when they came to sacrifice, present the babe that I believe that they took, and they brought bought two pigeons, I believe it was, for the sacrifice, as they brought Jesus to be give it back. You know, they presented Jesus, as they brought it to the temple and what have you. Very poor individuals. But you know what? God is able. God is able to meet your need today. I just believe that there's some people out there that you're just crying out, Lord Jesus, meet our financial need. I just believe there's some people out there that you need to find somebody and bless them with your finances. You have some finances that you just been holding on to. You need to go find somebody and give them a blessing. Encourage them. Look for somebody at church or wherever. You know, maybe somebody even down on the street that's down and out. Some veteran, you know, that you have met down on the street. Look for an individual. I tell you what, go to the food banks or whatever, and the homeless shelters. I just believe that God will bless you if you will look for an individual today that may be in down and out. Encourage them. Give them your second coat. That's what he tells us to do. And I know that God will bless you if you'll do that today. Oh, my. I just believe that there is a time that we need right now. You need to be blessed by your giving. I encourage you to do that right now. Give, and it shall be given unto you right now. In the name of Jesus, I know that God is able to bless you. Hey, this is Dr. Ron Lester. I live in Tucson, Arizona. I have a book out called I'm Blind, What's Your Excuse? It's a little story about who I am, where I came from, why that God, why that I'm blind. But I know that God is a healer. He is the great healer. And I believe that one of these days I'm going to see, whether it be here or in heaven, I'm going to see in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. I have another book out called The Day the Lights Went Out. And both of these books can be bought on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or Apple. You can download them as an ebook, or you can buy them as a paperback book. And I tell you what, I think if you'll do that for Christmas, you know, order one of those books and give it away. I believe it'll be a good gift and it'll be great reading. It's easy reading, and I know that God will bless you. Hey, this is Dr. Ron Lester coming to you from Tucson, Arizona, and I have a website called ron.dr.ronlester.com. So anyway, we're grateful that you've listened to us today. We'll see you soon, and this has been a great day. God bless you. Love you.
Hey, I want to thank everybody for listening today. I really appreciate it. You've been listening to Dr. Ron Lester today. And if you'd like more information about BPN Radio, just contact one of our team members at breakoutprayernetwork.com. You can also visit us at bpnradio.com. www.PreachingSunday.com. Sure appreciate you listening today. Have a great day.